Many of us cannot pivot and move forward intentionally and powerfully with conviction because we are confusing association with assignment. Patrice Washington, and this is the Redefining Wealth Podcast, where authenticity leads to alignment and abundance. Join us each week as we peel back the layers on what wealth truly means and dive into conversations that inspire, connect, and empower you to live your richest life. Get ready to challenge the status quo. It's time to redefine wealth for yourself. Welcome back to another episode of Redefining Wealth. I am so excited to continue on this journey of the purposeful pivot. It is really all about how purpose evolves this month in the Redefining Wealth community. If you have not downloaded the app, you need to get in the app because the guide that I have for you this month is so juicy. It's called Purpose Evolves, How to Pivot with Intention and Make Your Work More Authentic. And it is very clear to me, the more and more I coach and deeper I go as a coach, that so many of us are at war with the very thing that we are called to do in this season. It is so okay to be comfortable when it's the thing that you've been used to, and you can be quote unquote at peace with that, except for the fact that you're not really at peace. You are unfulfilled, you're annoyed, you're irritated, something feels off, you don't have the same passion, you don't have the same love, the same joy, and you're at war with the idea of dreaming a new dream and moving on and evolving and going past. It's like we have this thought that purpose is supposed to be exactly the same for our entire lives, and that is not true. And today, I'm going to talk about growth and your purpose evolving and how to make peace with it so that you can flow, so that you can experience the fullness of the wealth that you say you want. If you are brand new to redefining wealth, I know you're like, well, what about budgets? What about credit reports? Let me tell you what this little girl who has an MBA in financial psychology knows to be true. When you are unfulfilled in what you do day in and day out, it creates a void. And the longer you let that go on, that void gets deeper and deeper and wider and wider. And what most people try to do is cope by filling the void with buying things they don't need, buying things they already have but can't find, buying things that they think will impress other people, or buying their attention, their love, their affection. I want you to be able to hold on to your pocketbook. And that's why I have to teach you to make peace with your purpose, because when you can really step into purpose and align yourself with truly who you are and what you are called to do, we don't have to keep having these conversations about what to do with your paycheck. You will be able to do more of the things when you lean into the original definition of wealth, which is what this podcast is all about. Well-being. This is about you being well in the six pillars of wealth that we talk about. So if you're brand new, download the Redefining Wealth app and take that Redefining Wealth quiz so you know which one of these pillars might be the thing that you're at war at or at war with in this season where you need to get well, right? If you get in the app, there's so much guidance, and the guide this month has the affirmations, reflection questions, all the things to support you in this evolution of your purpose. But when I get back from sharing the affirmation of the week, we will dive in. This week's affirmation is, I am at peace with my purpose. I am choosing to embrace my ever-evolving purpose with clarity and conviction. In alignment with my soul's calling, I navigate each day with purposeful intention and unwavering faith. I release any doubts or fears that cloud my vision, trusting in the divine guidance that illuminates my path. I release any anchor to labels or associations that represent a former version of myself or calling. As I surrender to the flow of my current purpose, I find solace in knowing that I am exactly where I need to be. With deep gratitude and even deeper acceptance, I honor the fulfillment that comes from living in alignment with my true purpose. Declare with me today, I am at peace with my purpose. All right, listen, you are at war with your purpose. And that is why it feels so hard for you to pivot in this season. You are at war. That means you're in a state of competition. There is conflict. There is hostility between who you've been and who you are becoming, what you've done and what you're being called to do, who you've served and how you are being called to serve in this next iteration of your life. And you are at war. And this is why it feels so unpleasant. This is why it feels so difficult. This is why it just feels like such a struggle and an uphill battle. And I am here as your sister, your mentor, your friend, your sister girl, whatever you want to call me, your auntie, because we have a lot of young women that listen to the podcast and amazing young men. Listen, you are at war and it is time for a peace treaty with your purpose. You are being called to something new. You are being asked to dream a new dream. You are being, for some of you, pushed into this season because you didn't come willingly. You didn't listen to the pebbles. You didn't move when the rock hit you. There was a boulder. And now that boulder, that catastrophic big shift, big thing that happened in your life that you are now reacting to when you could have been proactive, but now we're reacting to it, is asking you to listen to your soul and to do something different. And your comfortability with who you've always been is putting you at war. And it's time for a peace treaty. And I broke this down into four sections, items, categories I believe that you need to make peace with. And can I just say, as someone who has had to pivot over and over again, these are the things that I ask myself. These are the things I'm telling you guys. The only reason that I am such a good coach, and let me tell you, I am owning that I am a phenomenal coach. The only reason that I'm such a good coach is because I've been there, done that, and I'm willing to be transparent enough about the journey. So when you are romanticizing, intellectualizing, over-spiritualizing, normalizing all the things, I can give voice to it because I've lived it. And this is why when I experience things, I always say it didn't happen to me, it happened for me. It's a part of my purpose to be here for you as you navigate your own purpose. I recognize that. I receive it. And so I can tell you, and we're going to get into the tea about some of the stories that helped me come to this. So here's the first one. You have to make peace with the people. Ooh, you are going to have to make peace with the people that your purpose is attached to. What does that mean? Many of us cannot pivot and move forward intentionally and powerfully with conviction because we are confusing association with assignment. We are confusing association with assignment. Association does not mean assignment. This came up recently on a one-on-one coaching call that I had with one of my ladies in the Mastery Momentum Mastermind. And we were talking about the fact that someone told her that she could never get paid to do something almost 2 decades ago. I think she said it's been like 17 years ago. And every time she feels called to go in that direction, she remembers that conversation and she retreats. And I said to her, oh, well, it's clear to me, though, that you're confusing association with assignment. Just because she was associated with you in that season, that does not mean that she was assigned to you. That does not mean that she is the person that you are supposed to be serving. Association is a group of people who have a common purpose or interest. Listen, there's a lot of people that I have an association with because we grew up in the same church. There's a lot of people I have an association with because we both grew up in Leimert Park, South Central Los Angeles. There are people who I have an association with because we're both the Trojans. We went to the University of Southern California. There are people that I have association with for any number of reasons. Just because I know you, that does not mean that, right, you are known by me. Like, just because I know you, the people who I'm assigned to, I understand what keeps them up at night. I understand the conversations they have back and forth in their mind. I understand their lack of obedience when God tells them to do something and they're straddling the fence and they don't want to budge. I understand all of that. Some people who I have an association with, besides understanding that we grew up in the same zip code and we had the same area code, I don't really understand the nuances of your life because I'm not necessarily assigned to you. Just because we may look alike, you know, talk alike, dress alike, that does not mean that you are my assignment or I am yours. We have got to stop confusing association with assignments. There's a lot of these associations that we are a part of that we did not even choose for ourselves. And to be honest with you, I didn't necessarily choose the people that I'm assigned to. I believe I was called into this and I answered the call. Some of you are not answering the call because you are confused. You think that the people you have an association with have a greater understanding of what your assignment is or who your assignment is. This is why I keep saying we have to prioritize our internal gut intuition, Holy Spirit, God's compass for you, whatever you want to call it. You have got to learn to prioritize that over the external information and validation of others, because you will skip over people you're assigned to because you're obsessed with entertaining people that you were just supposed to be social with. You have to make peace with the people you are called to serve. Make peace with the people, because that's a part of what's keeping you at war with your own purpose. I did a live in the Redefining Wealth app, and I'm just going to be doing more and more lives in there because I believe those are the people assigned to me in this season. And one of the things that I was saying in that live is that I have had to learn not to confuse people in my audience with people I am assigned to. That confusion will also have you at war, because what many of us are trained to do is go out there and build bigger and bigger and bigger audiences, which means that now we want to perform. We want to entertain. Now, if you are not a performer or an entertainer, I'm a coach, right? Like, I'm an author, I'm a speaker, I'm a podcaster, and some of you may find me entertaining, but I do not do what I do to entertain you. I do what I do because I feel called to do it. I feel like I was called to be of service. And in different iterations of my life, in service to who has evolved. It has changed because I have evolved and I have changed. And you being at war with who you're supposed to serve means that you are probably trying to say, and I don't know if this term is politically correct, but you're trying to shuck and jive for the wrong people. You're trying to tap dance for the wrong people. Every time someone in your quote unquote audience says they don't like something, now you stop, even though that's what your spirit told you to do. Then you stop. They say, oh, I don't want it that way. I don't like it that way. Some of these names, some of these avatars, some of these people you've never seen before. They've never paid you a dime. They've never come in close enough to actually be in community with you. They don't even know your heart. They don't know your intentions. They don't know your motivations. They don't know anything about you. And every time they say they don't like something or they want something, you bend, you twist, you contort so that you can serve this audience. Do you understand? Audience, the definition, is an assembly of spectators at a public event. An audience is an assembly of spectators. I will not bend, twist, and contort to people who are just spectators when I have been assigned to people. And the people that I'm assigned to may be very narrow, it may be very niche, it may be very small, but boy, are we connected. Do they get me? Do Do I get them? And are we supposed to, like, I'm not going to keep doing all the things to please onlookers. I'm here to lock arms with a certain number of people. And I don't know what the number is. It's whatever God says, not attached to that. But I'm here to lock arms with the people I'm assigned to. We have to stop performing for onlookers that were not assigned to us. Make peace with the people you are being called to serve. That means, too, that even people that you locked arms with in one season don't have to go with you into this next season. Make peace with the fact that those clients don't rock with you anymore. Make peace with the fact that that organization or institution is not aligned for you anymore. Make peace that it's not a fit. Make peace with the fact that your cousins and them don't understand what you do, and they don't have to understand because they don't pay your bills. They don't answer for you. They can't answer for you at the end of your life, right? Make peace and stop confusing association with assignment. That's number one. Where else are we at war? We are at war with the position we're being called into. We are at war with the position we are being called into. I was at war with calling myself a coach for so many years. I refused to receive it. I would tell my friends, I am just talent. I am supposed to be on stage. I'm supposed to be on television. I'm supposed to be on radio. But as far as people coming in close and me actually supporting them through anything in particular, mm-mm. And people will tell me to this day, people reach out to me and say, you don't know this, but you've been my coach for years. In the last 4 or 5 years, I've accepted it. There are literally hundreds of people who just refer to me as coach. They start conversation with me as coach. I had no peace around that because of imposter syndrome for many years. I was like, no, I'm not a coach. I didn't go to school to be a coach. And I just had to accept this is not even something that you have to force or push or navigate. And that's the thing. We think that for something to be right and for something to be successful, it had to come hard. This is why so many of us dismiss and diminish our purpose every day. We dismiss and diminish our God-given gifts because we didn't have to fight for it. But would it be God-given if you had to go fight for it? I am exactly who I've always been. I've grown and matured and I've put on some pounds. But in terms of people coming to me for guidance, for advice, for leadership, that's why I was the captain of everything back in the day. That's why I was class president. That's why I always had all the leadership roles. I've always been this person. I've always been able to offer guidance. And I've always been able to do it in a safe way so people didn't feel judged, but they felt nudged into the next step for them, right? I had to make peace with the position and understand the position will never make sense to people not assigned to me. So stop talking to them. Stop listening to them. Because a lot of the language that I used about why I was not positioned to be a coach was because I was really listening to other people. And because they created a whole path to becoming a coach that was more book-based and not really based on their actual behavior or experience, I thought because I didn't necessarily have all the book stuff at that time that I was not equipped, but I had the business. I had the experience. I built multiple six-figure and seven-figure businesses over and over again. So of course I could share with someone else because I'm that type of person. I've always been open and transparent and vulnerable when it comes to sharing what works and what doesn't and what I had to do to shift. That's why we're here. That's why the podcast is effortless for me. Because this is just who I am. Who are you and who have you always naturally been? And can you make peace if being that person in the marketplace comes with a title that you did not see or necessarily choose for yourself? Every other month, I attend a Super Friends brunch where we talk about everything from purpose to pursuing new dreams and even menopause. Yep, you heard me, menopause, because if you're over 40 and your girlfriends don't keep it real, I don't know what to tell you. But we have these important conversations because how can we redefine wealth if we're not keeping up with our hormonal health? Now, We discovered Happy Mammoth. It's the company that created Hormone Harmony, and it's dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for us. They make no compromise when it comes to quality. Hormone Harmony contains herbal extracts called adaptogens that help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally. And any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take Hormone Harmony. It's perfect for hot flashes, night sweats, menopause-related brain fog, sleeplessness, occasional bloating and gas. You get the picture. Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com by using the code RW at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code RW for 15% off.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are you ready for Redefining Wealth Live 2024? I hope so, because we already have everything locked in and all we need is you, October 11th through 13th in Atlanta, Georgia. Do not miss this. Right now, we have early bird tickets on sale. You know you want to come, so you might as well lock in that ticket right now. Click the link below or go to redefiningwealthlive.com to secure your seat today. Now, here's the other thing about making peace with the position. My positions have been kind of, I think you would say, lateral, right? Some of your positions mean taking a step back. It means that you'll have to lose. Oh, I'm the president. I'm the manager. I'm the VP. I'm the supervisor. I'm the principal. Insert whatever prestigious title or association. I have to leave that all behind to be insert whatever you've attached to the meaning of who you're becoming and what you're being called to do. I want to remind you that nothing has meaning except for what we decide. So some of you don't want to make peace with the position because you've attached meanings that you heard from other people, like, oh, so you want to be a starving artist. Oh, you just want to be broke, or you just wanted this. Let's tell the truth. The war is that you don't want to make peace with the position. The frustration is, what will people think about the title? Some of you, you are stuck, especially if you're an entrepreneur, because you want the title to be sexy. Come on, somebody. I remember telling one of my clients, this is some years ago now, she's like, but I just want something like what you have, like Redefining Wealth. And I said, well, when I first started Redefining Wealth, there are a lot of people who didn't think that was sexy. I just said it with conviction until other people believed it. That's the thing. Sometimes you got to see it for yourself. People used to say, did Steve Harvey crown you America's Money Maven? No, he did not. I crowned myself America's Money Maven. And I said it over and over again until he believed me. I knew Steve Harvey since I was 19 years old. He didn't know me as no America's Money Maven. He didn't know me as that. I told him that and I taught him that. See, you're waiting for people to come co-sign things that you don't have conviction about yet. That's not how that works. They'll start to co-sign when you get the conviction and the confidence to own who God is calling you to be. Make peace with the position. It may not be sexy in the beginning. So what? If you believe it and that's what you feel led to call yourself, to call the title, to call the position, this is why we have to learn to be willing to lose. It's not just losing the position. It's losing your attachment to what you think this position means about you, your destiny, your calling, your purpose. Make peace with it. It's okay if it doesn't sound prestigious in this season. It will if you stick with it. The bio is built and you doing the things. You got to show up. You have to show up and own it before they do. Number three, make peace with the paycheck or lack thereof. Ooh, you didn't want to hear that. Make peace with the paycheck or lack thereof. Understand that as your purpose evolves and you are called to pivot, you have to make peace with the paycheck or lack thereof. For some of us, that means taking a pay cut in order to have peace. For some of us, that paycheck is what's costing you your health, your family, your beliefs, your soul. And you're at war with the idea of relinquishing that paycheck and going to do something that may make less, but give you more joy, peace, fulfillment, abundance. That's a part of the ride sometimes, you guys. I love it for you if all of your pivots and jumps can just go across the board or straight up. I love that for you. But for some of us, self included, it may come with taking a cut to the paycheck. I'm going to do a whole episode around this, but I gave up $1 million in revenue last year because I felt God was saying not to release two of my most popular programs, the things that sustain my business. And I had to make peace with the lack of that paycheck. After a divorce, after all the things associated with that divorce, when it would have been prime time and prime season to go do all of the things, that's chase purpose, not money. I literally felt like my spirit, the Holy Spirit was like, no. And I was like, really? But I know what to do. We have all these things. No. And we'll get into that more deeply on another episode. But be clear, even though I did that, I had been preparing all along, not because I thought that was coming, but preparation is key. The reason that you're at war and can't make peace with the paycheck is because financially you are not doing the things to prepare, even though you've had pebbles, you've had rocks, and some of you have had a boulder, and you still won't buckle down and prepare. It's because we won't do the work in the pillars. If you start doing the work in the pillars, you can be prepared to pivot the way that you need to. Because even when you get the pebble, there's nothing that says you have to do something today. You have to do something tomorrow, but you should start behaving like something needs to be done. You can choose to respond to all of these nudges proactively, or you can react when it happens and act like you had no idea and act like you were the victim. And act like, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine. Now you praying to God and God is like, I was giving you all kinds of signs and you refuse to acknowledge them, adhere to them. You refuse to get things in order. You refuse to prepare. So here we are. And I just feel led to say this. I wasn't going to say it, but let me say this. For those of you who are entrepreneurs, your business is evolving. You're dreaming a new dream. And the idea of making peace with the paycheck. Let me say this. Lay those team members off now, or you will exhaust all your savings and not be able to pay them or yourself later. One of the biggest mistakes that I made, I believe, and I don't have any regrets. It's all lessons to me. Remember, I take no L's. I take no L's, just lessons. So one of the biggest mistakes that I made was not making peace in the recession with the fact that the paycheck was changing. Deals were not closing. I was coming off of bed rest, where I spent 10 weeks on hospital bed rest to have my daughter. She spent 3.5 weeks in the NICU. We were still trying to take all of our savings, all of our money and float things because I could not make peace with what was happening, that there was a pivot in the room. Like I could not make peace with it. And so I pushed and I forced and I contorted and I manipulated things to like, and by manipulate, I'm like rob Peter to pay Paul. I grew up with a mama that said that too. If you know what it means, there you have it, right? So I was just trying to force all these things instead of just accepting that it was time to make peace with the fact that things were shifting and there was a pivot before me. And I exhausted everything trying to pay people who could go get unemployment. And don't you know, by the time we ran out of savings, I couldn't even survive. This is why I say I went from a 7-figure business to scraping up change. Had I made peace earlier, I definitely could have saved tens and really more, 6 figures that could have been more supportive in helping my family at the time. Now, do I regret or resent any of that? No, I don't. because that's how I ended up on that bathroom floor. That's how I had the download about seek wisdom, Proverbs 17, 16. All the things that happened in hindsight were a blessing for me. I am grateful for that bathroom floor moment. I'm grateful for God getting my attention in that season. I'm grateful for being led to Proverbs 17, 16. What good is money in the hands of a fool if they have no desire to seek wisdom? I am grateful for all the things that happened, or I would not be here with the compassion that I sit here with today for people in these experiences. Had I not gone through that experience, I wouldn't be so passionate about Opportunity Knocks, the show that I'm on PBS, the fact that this season that it's currently on right now on PBS, that I got to go back blocks away from where I had that bathroom floor moment and step into the home and coach a woman who was making, you know, not the best financial choices for herself and literally help her change all these things. Had I not gone through what I went through in 2008, I couldn't be here. And I'm so grateful. If one thing changes, it all changes. I'm so grateful. But I would tell any of my clients, any of my friends in the different masterminds or groups that I'm in, listen, if it feels like something is shifting and you need the freedom to explore what God is telling you in this season, release people so that you can do it with dignity and grace. Release them and trust that God has already made provision for them elsewhere, and maybe trying to serve you has been holding them up in what they're being called to do. Because if you do it proactively, you don't have to worry about the repercussions of doing it reactively. Because on the backside, it doesn't feel so good. So that's number three. Hey, podcast family, big news. I've just launched a game-changing app designed exclusively for you. It is officially the Redefining Wealth app with Patrice Washington. Now, all of my courses, coaching, live streams, and most importantly, my community are just a tap away, all under one roof. You can download the app now for seamless access to exclusive content and a vibrant community of purpose chasers from all over the world. This is the ultimate hub for all things Patrice Washington and all things Redefining Wealth. You can search for it in your app store or find the link at redefiningwealth.app. That's redefiningwealth.app. Do not miss out. Your journey to redefining wealth just got a whole lot easier. Download the app today and let's take this adventure of redefining wealth for ourselves to the next level together. And number four, make peace with the process. This is pruning season. There's a wonderful episode here on the Redefining Wealth podcast from some years ago now, but it is still fire. It's pruning season. You have to be able to make peace with the process that occurs when your purpose is evolving. It may be hard. Remember my episode from last week? It's not supposed to be easy just because you're doing it with ease. You're able to do it with ease because you're building a muscle using the pillars as a framework to make sure that you know what you know about yourself in each one of these pillars. If you haven't taken the Redefining Wealth quiz, listen, this is the season. Because some of you are just running yourselves ragged, trying to do all the things. And there is a pillar that really requires your attention and focus in this season. I want you to go take the quiz. It's at patricewashington.com quiz and lock in on that pillar so that it can support you in making peace with this process. Because you are going to grieve. That is normal when you are dreaming a new dream. You are going to be uncertain. That is normal when you are being called to something new. You're going to feel like you're crazy, which is why you need community, you need coaching, you need people around to normalize the experience for you. Welcome to the club. I have not ever made a pivot that was easy, but I can tell you with the utmost confidence that in these last few years, with all the pivoting I've done, from releasing my marriage to releasing my primary home that I thought I would live in for 20 years after 4 years, to being in a new relationship, to completely shifting the focus of redefining wealth because of how God has shown me the evolution of it. I was showed last year when I took that little hiatus in a way, that, oh, people have been seeing these pillars as these six separate things. You need to show them the integration of them. All of that has been developing, right? And I could trust myself and have ease because I had a process for how to process. I had to learn to make peace with the fact that all of these things were going to come up, but this is why I surround myself with support. One of my favorite, I don't know if you call it an affirmation or a declaration, but you've heard me say it on the podcast before. I don't know what this journey holds. I don't know what this year holds. I don't know what my 40s hold, but I know who holds me. I know who holds me. And with that, it gives me peace. I'm able to have peace with the people. I'm able to have peace with the position. I'm able to have peace with the paycheck or lack thereof. And I'm able to have peace with the process and the pruning that has to happen in order for you to truly flourish and bloom and fortify, right? Your soul, everything that comes with you. And that peace affords me silence. Meaning, Lisa Nichols was my coach, and Lisa Nichols taught me 10 years ago, you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to prove, you have nothing to defend and nothing to protect. The reason I can have peace when so many people are at war with the things that are shifting in their life, the reason I can experience tranquility and calm and stillness, I know who I am, I know whose I am, and I have a process for how I process. You can't tell me anything about my relationships, because I'm here, I'm experiencing them. I know what it is. You can't tell me anything about my faith. I know what I do in my faith practice. You're not with me in my prayer room. You don't know what I'm saying, what I'm seeing when I'm praying, or what I'm experiencing when I'm meditating and talking to God, or what I'm putting in my prayer journal. So you can't come tell me anything about my spiritual life or my faith practice. You can't. I don't have to argue. We don't have to have a back and forth. The problem is the war that you're experiencing is not always with other people. It's within you. There's no harmony going on inside of you. There's a war that you're experiencing within. And in this season, if we are going to allow our purpose to evolve, baby, we have to make peace with our purpose, which means we have to make peace with ourselves and our choices. We have to dig deeper and ask better questions. This is why I keep creating these guides that we have for you every month. And I'm not going to lie. I always see the people in the Institute for Redefining Wealth talking about their guides. The Redefining Wealth community at large, if y'all don't start getting in this app and downloaded the guides, I will just leave them for the Institute members, because those are the people who have come in closer anyway. Those are the people I get to coach every month and do Q&As with and stuff. We can just do that. Because I'm telling you, these guides are fire. You are leaving a lot on the table because we are not trained to ask ourselves better questions. We are not trained to be radically honest about what our experience is. We're trained to dismiss it, diminish it, and throw it to the side in the favor of keeping things status quo. And in order for you to make peace with your purpose, some stuff's not going to be status quo. You're going to have to shake it up. You're going to have to get out the boat. We'll rock the boat. And then get out if you have to. There's a lot that's going to have to happen. And I'm so excited to be on this journey with you. So I hope that that is a blessing to you. What have you been at war with out of the four that I gave you, or anything else that you may come up with? Is it the people? Is it the position? Is it the paycheck or the process? Let me know in the comments. Please, please, please leave a review, rate and review the podcast. I always forget to ask. And I'm supposed to ask every single episode, rate and review the podcast so that more people can find this amazing content. I truly, truly have no desire to be a best kept secret. I want to see more people get free. I want to see more people understand the fullness of the term wealth and what that means for your life. I want more people to understand that these pillars and just thinking about your life in the context of the pillars has the ability to literally change your life. I see the comments and I see get the emails and I talk to people every day. I just talked to one of my VIP day clients who I met with her in Atlanta in January. We just got on a one-on-one catch-up call, kind of impromptu. And she told me about all of the money that was created, which was a blessing, but also the way it was created, the ease that it came with. The fact that She said she wanted to not be stuck to a computer and at least get to be in the park or at the library, at a coffee shop, spend her days doing something different. She said, Patrice, I looked up and you told me this plan could be 6 months. It happened in 2.5 months where my life is different. The money is flowing in. People who owed me money are returning money. People who hadn't said anything, I'm discerning about who I should date and relationships and what I have to let go of. And I'm just like, God, I want this for more and more people. So I say that to say, please don't keep this podcast a secret. This back catalog of 360 episodes, I just feel so grateful that I get to leave this behind as a part of my legacy. And that so many people will get to create a greater life of freedom and abundance and joy and peace and really lean into the true definition of wealth because of this. And I just want you to lock arms with me in sharing that with one or two or 10 people. Share it, please. So again, I'm so grateful for you guys. I'm so grateful for those that I am assigned to in this season. And I'm so grateful that I could be free to be me and all of me and serve in the ways that feel yummy, that feels so good. This is a part of why I went back to one-on-one coaching, because I love that. So yeah, thank you guys for being here. Next week, I'm gonna drop a little tea about why I gave up $1 million in revenue. And hopefully we'll have our first live coaching session. Well, the recording of a live coaching session that I can share with you as well, because I do believe that when you support one person, it's usually for the benefit of so many other people, and you guys get to listen in. So I hope you enjoy that. It's coming up soon. And that's it for me. Until next time, this is Patrice Washington, and I want you to go live your life's purpose, find fulfillment, and earn more without ever chasing money. I'll talk to you later.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.